How many wives the man supposed to have today?
One.
Only one. Now, if you got only one, it's usually easier to love that one. Now then, you know, if you got two or three, you know, there may be one of them, you know, that just does everything right. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just amazed. Like, for instance, I give you an example. We got a lovely woman here that works with us, and she's always cooking me and Cheryl something to eat. She fixes stuff for the dog and all kinds of stuff. I told her the other day, I said, you know, Pat, I said, you really would make somebody a great wife. You know that? You know? And she said, oh, yeah, I know I'd make a good wife. Well, now, if a man was married to a woman that was like that, and he was married to another woman that wouldn't do nothing, and she was very beautiful, and he was drawn to her, how easy would it be to love this one over the one that wouldn't do nothing for you? Y'all see where I'm coming from? So you generate a strong soul tie with this one, and the children that come out of this marriage, you got a strong soul tie because you really love their mother. These other ones, you tolerated her. She wasn't the beautiful one you thought you were working for, but you got cheated and you got her after the first 7 years, and so you're married with her, you slept with her that first night, and you didn't know the difference until the next morning when you woke up and the sun came up, and then you found out you were with the wrong woman. And that's what happened to Jacob. But anyway, he had sons with her, and he loved his boys, you know, but he didn't love them near like he did this last wife that was the wife of his old age, and he only had two children with her, and he loved Joseph and Benjamin. I mean, he created a soul tie with those two boys, and look what he says. My father said, you know that my wife bare me two sons, in verse 28 and 29, and the one went out from me, which was Joseph, and surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. Of course, that's the one the boys brought the coat that was dipped in the blood that he thought an animal tore him up. And says, and if you take this also from me, and mischief befall him, you shall bring down my hair, gray hair, with sorrows to the grave. Now, what kind of a soul tie had he generated with these boys? Was it pretty strong? I mean, the bonding, the joining with these boys, especially the only one he had left, Benjamin, was to the point, now, if something happens to him, I'll die. He didn't say nothing about the other 10. If one of you boys die, well, we'll just bury you and put you in the ground. No problem. You know, isn't that right? But he had generated, actually, the soul tie he had generated was unhealthy. You don't want to generate a soul tie like that with nobody except the Lord. I mean, any human being on this earth don't ever generate a soul tie. Now then, there is many people that do that. A man and a woman, they get married, and they're married 40, 50, 60 years, and they've generated a soul tie, and then all of a sudden one day, the woman, and they've been married 60 years, and the woman dies. I mean, the man says, I can't live without this woman. She was the love of my life. I just can't live without her. And 30 days later, he dies. You ever seen that happen? Yeah. They had generated a soul tie so powerful that when one of them dies, sometimes a matter of days, the other one dies. Well, I guess that's okay. I mean, they really had a strong one. But here, Jacob had generated such a powerful soul tie with his son Benjamin. He said, if something happens to him, my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. I just can't stand it. That's a very powerful soul tie. You know, you want to generate a soul tie with your children. Now let's go to Genesis 44:30 and 31. Yeah, 30 and 31. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life. Now see, the father's life is bound up in the lad's life. It shall come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die. And thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. Now, you really don't want to generate a soul tie that bonding, that be bound that much with nobody. Because that is unless you want to die. Now, what if you had a soul tie that was that strong? And what if my soul tie had been that strong with my wife and my daughter? when my wife and daughter both got killed in 2001 in a car accident. If I had been bound that, I mean, I love both of them, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'd been married to that woman 41 and a half years, and that 24-year-old daughter, I loved that girl with all my heart. I mean, she was the pride of daddy's life. I loved that beautiful girl. But I had not created a soul tie to the point that I'm going to let this kill me or take me out. When they got killed, I praise God for having them those 24 years and those 41 and a half years. I praised Him and worshiped Him. I said, Lord, I don't know what You're doing here, but You know what You're doing. And so, Lord, I thank You. And so, I really, myself, I didn't, the Scripture says to grieve 7 days, or we'll look at these Scriptures in a minute, 7 days or 30 days. But I've seen many a woman that lost her husband that 7 or 8 years later, she comes to a healing school and she's grieving and having all these problems. She's going blind and all kinds of things. And I said, well, where's your husband? Well, I lost him 7 years ago. I said, do you miss him? Oh, he was the pride of my life. I can't do anything without my husband. I'm lost without him. I just grieve all the time. I said, why are you going blind? Because you're grieving. I said, the Scripture says, grieve 7 days, and under extreme conditions, 30 days. And after 30 days, get up, wash your face, and go do something else. Forget it. She said, but you can't do that. I said, oh, yes, you can. You can do anything you want to do in Jesus' name. You don't have to stay at home, be bound up because you're married to a man 50 years and then you lost him. Or married to him, some of them married to him 20 years and they're young, 40 years old. And then she comes to me at 45 or 50 and she's sick and afflicted. She lost her husband when she was 40 and she's been, you know, bound up with him, had a holy soul tie with him, but bound up to him and still bound with that holy. Now that thing has become an unholy soul tie. And she's grieving, and even sometimes they say, well, I try to communicate to him. I try to pray to him and talk to him. Well, that'll bring a familiar spirit into your life. You don't want to do that. It'll bring familiar spirits. God tells you not to do those kind of things. See, who is it that knows best for everything? The Lord. If He tells us to do something in His Word, whose advice do you think we ought to take? His. How are you going to find out what He wants us to do? Read the Word. This is where you find everything out in the Word of God. Now then, when we see these Scriptures right here, we see a good soul tie in your family life will stabilize the child through life. Now then, if a mother and father generate a good soul tie with their children, in other words, you spend time with them, you show them how you love them, you teach them God's Word, you're a man or a woman of integrity with your children, and you do everything right, and you generate a holy soul tie with your children, you'll raise up children that are solid and secure and can make it through life with all the complication problems that'll be thrown at them. But if your children are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years old, and all of a sudden you say, I don't love this man no more, or I don't love this woman no more, this woman over here is prettier, I'm going to get rid of this one and get that one, let me tell you, you have just destroyed your family. You divorced, you went your way, your kids now are not going to be able to generate a holy soul tie with nobody, everything's going to be unholy, and they may not ever even get saved, and who knows, they're going to look at daddy as a man that's not a man of integrity, would not honor his covenant with God and with his mother, with their mother, his wife, and he's not somebody can be trusted, and so if they have a soul tie with you, it'll be unholy. And so your children will grow up to be very unstable, all because you did not remain the man of integrity. It's amazing how these things work. Now then, that was the family soul tie. Soul ties with friends. So you generate a soul tie with anybody you're joined to, you're bound to. Now, pure and holy soul ties are always based on godly love. Godly love and trust. Proverbs 17:17. Let's look at that both in the King James and the NLT. Let's look at it first in the King James, and then we'll look at it in the NLT. Proverbs 17:17. I want you to see what this says. Pure and holy soul ties are always based on godly love and trust, and these are soul ties with friends. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Let's see how that's Now that's written in the NLT. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. So, a friend, when you select a friend, should you just make everybody your friend? No, you need to be very, very careful who you make your friend. You want to make friends with people that are, if you're a man, you want to make friends with a man of integrity. A man that is a man of God. A man that's a man of faith. A man that studies the Word of God. These are the kind of men you want to be your friends. I mean, your close friends. You don't want just anybody as a friend. You want friends that are going to be this kind of friend. A friend that is always loyal. Always. I remember a few years ago, I had a little problem with my left leg one day. It kind of broke out real bad, blood red. And I looked at it and I thought, And I thought, this what an attack here. I didn't know what was causing it. So I called two friends of mine. Both of them live 2 or 3 hour drive from here. I called them and I said, I've got this little problem with my left leg and it's broke out real bad, kind of blood red, and I want you to pray for me. He said, pray for you? I will be right there. I said, no, it's a 2 or 3 hour drive. Thurman, it don't make any difference how far I am. I will be there as quick as I can get there. I called the other one, told him, I said, I want you to pray for me. He said, I'll be there as quick as I can get there. I mean, within 2 or 3 hours, both of them guys are here in my office praying over me. Is that the kind of friends you want?
Yeah.
That's the kind of friends you want. And of course, I got okay. You know, I mean, the one guy was a doctor, and he told me when he looked at my leg, he said, my gosh, he said, if you wasn't a man of faith, I'd take you right straight to the hospital and we'd do surgery on you right now. But he said, I know you ain't going, are you? I said, absolutely not. Like, we're going to get this done by praying and repenting of sin, or it ain't going to happen. So we all repented of sins. They all prayed over me and anointed me with oil and everything else, and the problem went away. My leg got perfectly normal. Now then,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.